Don't miss a minute. Listen at your leisure, always online and on demand at RadioMD.com. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
iHeartRadio Talk, too. Don't forget about that. iHeartRadio Talk. We're there now, too. And we're brought to you every week by YouBeauty.com and Morning and Night Multivitamins. What's toxic? What's not? Dr. Gary Ginsberg, whatstoxic.com is his website. Checks in every week at this time with some of the top stories from his bird's nest every week or so. Thanks for coming on, Gary. Fracking, a big study recently came out a week or two ago. It says it does not fracking doesn't pollute groundwater. Major new study.
Listen to this. This is your own interpretation, Joe. It depends upon who you talk to. But interestingly enough, this is a study in Texas of the Barnett Shale, University of Texas study, and they did not find the kind of petrochemicals, hydrocarbons that you'd expect to find from polluted groundwater, the whole Gasland, the movie kind of thing where people's faucets were lighting on fire because their groundwater, which their tap water is coming from, was from fracking chemicals. This is not the kind of pollution they found. The University of Texas study did not find benzene, did not find any of these hydrocarbons, but it did find increased levels of heavy metal, arsenic in particular. And the reason that we know that this is probably really true is that they had data from pre-fracking era and then these days, and the levels have gone up of arsenic, strontium, beryllium, a couple of other kind of odd heavy metals that could be coming from bedrock. So the possibility that people are toying with now to explain this is that the extra vibrational pulses that fracking introduces into this deep aquifer is freeing up minerals, and like arsenic, that you don't want in your groundwater. So the closer the wells are to the fracking area, the higher the arsenic, and the more recent data is higher in arsenic. So we think that is pretty credible evidence that fracking chemicals are not getting into the drinking water, at least in this one study, but that other unintended bedrock chemicals that may not be so good for public health are. So it needs more study for sure. The there's an interesting study that's just coming out now. The government has introduced at some of these fracking sites a chemical tracer to see if it's showing up in the local wells, which if it's non-toxic, non-invasive, but still a chemical fingerprint, that's another good way to check it. So a lot more data is coming out.
What do you think is going to happen to this? Are they eventually going to do it, or are they eventually not going to do it?
Well, fracking Joe, fracking is a reality. It is happening in a lot of places.
That's right.
Some states, like New York, it's been highly controversial. It is happening in Pennsylvania. I think that states are looking at how they can safeguard it because they see the huge opportunity in energy, local energy, and expensive energy. It is an industrialization, though, of the backcountry areas. So there's huge trade-offs there in terms of aesthetics, as well as perhaps groundwater issues. And, I don't think that it's the full answer. You know, what fracking does for us, it buys us a little more time until we get a better fuel source, but it's not the ultimate answer.
No, you're right. And it's going to be something else that eventually they're going to do, but this is the middleman, I guess, in getting to the goal line. Story number two, chemicals in your blood may indicate not only your health but your wealth. What's going on with that?
Yeah, I was surprised at this because normally we look at biomonitoring for pollution in people's bodies, sort of that involuntary trespass of the environment into your body. We look at that as being an indication of your health, how polluted, how much contaminant is getting into you. But now this new study came out that showed that people who are high on the pay scale tend to have certain chemicals in their blood, like mercury from eating fish, more fish, than like swordfish has a lot of mercury, and it's kind of pricey. And other things like PFOA or PFOS, these fluorotelomers that are non-stain, non-stick cookware, that's also non-stain water-repellent carpeting, some of the higher-end consumer products can have takeout food packaging from Chinese restaurants, can have these kinds of chemicals. So wealthier people tend to have those kinds of chemicals, including sunblock. So apparently wealthier people are wearing more sunblock. And people who are on the lower end of the spectrum have more heavy metal like lead and cadmium. Could be occupational, could be inner city stuff, historic fallout from gasoline. So very interesting. And it gives us in public health more of a handle on how to target our message.
Okay. Story number three, let's go to fruits and vegetables. Eaten during pregnancy, good for you?
Absolutely. Yeah, this was a study that looked at DNA adducts. Now, this is in your blood. You have some DNA to be pulled out to see how contaminated, how botched up your DNA is getting from what we call polycyclic hydrocarbons. Smoke, cigarette smoke, air pollution, charbroiled meats will all add this kind of a chemical burden to your DNA. And it was found that people who eat fruits and vegetables tend to have less DNA burden, and it's affecting the fetus less. Babies born with a lot of DNA in the mother's blood, a lot of DNA adducts in the mother's blood tend to be lighter, more stress on the mom, more stress on the baby. Fruits and vegetables help offset that. So especially if you live in high pollution areas, like if you're living with a smoker and you're pregnant, or you're living in the inner city where there's a lot of buses going by, you want to make sure you keep your fruits and vegetables up.
I think we can do the final story if we go to the break and Dr. Perry segment with Dr. Mike and cosmetics and pregnancy. What's the connection?
Yes. So the time it takes a woman to be fertile, there are surveys. You could actually talk to women, do surveys, find out when did you start trying with your mate to become pregnant? How long did it take you? Now, of course, the wild card is the guy can also not be 100% fertile. It may take you longer. But statistically, there's a certain amount of time that you expect women to take to get pregnant, and there's certain chemicals that were found in worker studies in the Silicon Valley industries, the computer electronics industries, were found to impair women's fertility, making the ovo less fertile. And that was removed, some of those chemicals were removed from the workplace, but they ended up still in cosmetics and still in cleaning products. And so this new study shows statistically women have a harder time getting pregnant, 30% harder time getting pregnant, if they had higher levels of these glycol ethers in their blood during this period where they're trying to get pregnant, and is probably coming from cosmetics. So ladies, if you're having trouble getting pregnant, or even if you're not, but you want to get pregnant sooner than later, cut down on the cosmetics or try to find healthier cosmetics without all the glycol ethers or phthalates.
What a very efficient use of time on the segment today, Gary. Very well done.
You want to go on to another one? Do we have time to queue up another?
If you can do it in 45 seconds, fire away, my friend.
Okay, I didn't expect that we had that much time. Let's see. The climate change situation is still a major concern, but the energy sources that we're looking at in terms of nuclear, the nuclear power industry is still struggling. Fukushima, there's new releases out of Fukushima into the Pacific Ocean. 2-3 years after Fukushima, there's still a lot of radioactivity going into the Pacific. And so I think that our energy future is probably not going to be heavy into the nuclear area. Fracking is one area that we're still looking at. And of course, we've got to go more wind, more solar, and get away from coal.
Dr. Gary Ginsberg, go to the website. Great website, whatstoxic.com. whatstoxic.com. Next up, straight talk from the docs. Dr. Arthur Perry checks in with Dr. Michael Roizen here on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Mike Roizen on Radio MD. Stay well.